My name is Joseph Patch. I'm the owner of Parparello, the first Maltese cafe in London.
So can you tell me the story of Parparello and what inspired you to set up, as you say, the first and only Maltese cafe in London?
Well, I've been here in this country for about 25 years. And like any other Maltese person, when I go visit, I tended to have my suitcase be filled with Maltese goodies. But besides that, one of the stuff I love about Malta is the Mediterranean feel. You go to a cafe, they got a beautiful array of food, whether it's savory or sweet. And there is the cafe culture, but it's a very Mediterranean feel to it. And I wanted to sort of introduce that to here and introduce Maltese food. Besides meeting to the Maltese sort of community and the demand for the Maltese people that live in the UK, but also I wanted to introduce the Maltese cuisine to London, because London, you know, people love different kind of cuisines.
It's very nice to bring your own food to people who may not know it. So what does Parparello mean?
Well, Parparello is my father's nickname, the family's nickname. It's basically villages in Malta and towns. They have the tradition of families having a nickname that people know them by. And Parparello is the nickname of my father's family. So it goes back in generation, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and so on and so forth. So I'm also a Parparello. And I wanted to put it in... for the honor of my father, who passed away 12 years ago. And so that name sort of links me to my dad and sort of my family and my roots in Malta.
That, once again, is a very nice thing that you've done. As we've said, you're a Maltese cafe here in London. You're particularly here in Hammersmith, West London. So why did you choose Hammersmith? Is there a large Maltese community here?
Well, actually, finding the right location to open the first Maltese cafe was one of our biggest challenges. Maltese people, unlike other cultures, they don't tend to congregate in one area or in small pockets. So we're quite spread all over. So we needed to find a place where, if we couldn't be near somebody, at least we could be reached easily. And Hammersmith is quite central in London, and there's good transport links. You know, we have the tube station just 6 minutes away from us, good lines and a lot of buses. And also we have the motorway that, you know, just over the flyover. So we have people that comes out of London. It's easy to come here and they can drive straight to, and Saturday and Sunday there's no parking. So for us, that's a big attraction of why we wanted to use Hammersmith.
Being unfamiliar with Maltese food, I'm really interested in knowing what's the essence of Maltese food. Does it have any other foods that are similar to it? Because I know Malta has a very interesting cultural history.
I think it's a hodgepodge of every culture mixed together with Malta, including the language, our own language, Maltese language. But food is very, very important to Maltese people. I mean, you know, everything is around wine and food, like the Italians and the Greeks and, you know, the Spanish. But our food predominantly is much more influenced by the Sicilian from Sicily. We tend to bake pasta, for example. We use a lot of snacks. We use a lot of fresh fish and fresh meat. So food tends to be cooked and served rather than, you know, mass-produced. And we like to eat of the season as well. So that is predominantly where the Maltese food comes from. But there's also a bit of the Arab influence on the island, especially when it comes to sweet. We use a lot of nuts, which is almond is one of the main ones, and pistachio. So that's the sort of diversity. But predominantly, it's more the Sicilian kind of influence that we have.
So your Cafe Parparello, what typical Maltese delicacies do you serve here?
I think the most famous one, the most popular snack we sell, and where a lot of Maltese people come for, is what we call pastizzi. They're small snacks. They are a very flaky pastry, similar to filo pastry, but it's done differently. It's more specialized. And inside we have, they're vegetarian. They've got two kind of fillings. One is with ricotta, the cheese, and the other one is with mushy pea and spice, but delicate spice in them. And they are a very, very common snack in Malta as well. You find them in every corner. There's small vendors that sell them everywhere. It's our sort of quick takeaway food. And in the morning, you know, there's nothing like an espresso and a fresh pastiz, you know, so it's a lovely snack. Besides that, we also have the assatat, which is a short crust pastry snack. It's much more substantial. It's more filling. And again, we tend to use the ricotta because ricotta is very, very well used in Malta, both in savory and sweet. And you have the mashapi with spice. And the other one we use with tuna, spinach, and anchovy, which is a really, really nice mix.
Now, you've talked about your savory dishes that you serve here. What about sweet Maltese dishes?
Where sweet is concerned, we've got quite a bit. We also tend to do the cannoli, very, very popular in Malta. Even though in Italian, we do the Maltese style, which is sweet ricotta and a very, very crispy shell. They're like a tube-like sweet and filled with sweet ricotta. Those are one of them. So we do cassatella siciliana. Again, it's a Sicilian sweet, but we adopted it to the Maltese style. We've got marzipan, sweet ricotta, and the cake inside. We've got the little almond biscuits. Those are very, very popular. Before, in the old age, in the old years back, they used to be used in weddings and christenings and stuff like that. And nowadays are very sought for because they're gluten-free. They're 100% almond. And then we do them with different toppings like pistachio, cherry, almond. And then we have all different array. We have a very typical sweet, which in Malta comes out in Easter, which we call Qualizimar. It's a bit of a mouthful to pronounce, but it's a very, very beautiful biscuit. It's very soft. It's got almond inside, and it's got orange blossom water and treacle and different nuts as well. And it's a very soft biscuit. It's especially used in Easter time. But in here at Parparello, we tend to do it all year round because it's a very, very Maltese, typical Maltese cake. And when someone asks you, you know, what's a very typical biscuit, it's one that I can offer, and I know that it's not Italian, it's Maltese, and it's something very popular.
Ashley, I'm sure that's a question you get asked very often. What is a typical Maltese dish? So aside from your regular everyday menu, do you serve any special dishes for national or religious festivals?
Yes, we do. I mean, in the weekend in particular, we tend to concentrate more on larger dishes like the timpana, which is baked macaroni with a thin layer of pastry. We do the baked rice, again, the Maltese sauce, the bolognese sauce. Also then for special occasions, as you said, once a month we do an event here and we do like more specialized meals like the rabbit stew, which is one of our traditional dishes of Malta. And we do it in a set way. You know, you've got the pasta with the rabbit sauce, which we use liver inside, and then you've got the rabbit stew, which is, again, the spices are very Maltese spices. And we also do like what we call bragioli, which I think in English are called beef olives. But we do it the Maltese side. We do it with bacon and egg and hard-boiled egg, and these are very, very popular.
So you, as a business, you're relatively new. You've been open for just over a year and a half, and you serve a kind of cuisine that a lot of non-Maltese people are unfamiliar with. What challenges have you faced on your journey?
Actually, I don't see it as a challenge. Actually, I find it, that people find it really interesting. I think being in London, one of the amazing things is people are used to different cuisine. And Londoners in particular, I think they get very excited if something new and different. They're inquisitive. They want to know what it is, what's the background. So in fairness, I think the pastizzis have definitely became very popular with the locals here. I mean, even the other foods that we introduce and the sweets, people like. And I think what they appreciate is also that it's freshly made here. Everything is made from scratch from here. So I think they liked the interesting, there's something new and different. And they ask all the questions. I think sometimes challenging is that you have to keep repeating from one customer to other sometimes to introduce the food. But I think for us, it's quite passionate as well because we like talking about it.
So that sounds like the response you have from non-Maltese people. But how about the response from Maltese people?
The Maltese people respond is very different. It's full of excitement. And I think it's that feeling that it's like having home in London. What we found during the year and a half we've been open is that it's not just the food that they're very excited about. It's also that they can have a place of their own where they can meet up and they meet other Maltese people and they can speak Maltese. My other staff are Maltese as well, the behind the counter. You know, it makes the Maltese people feel at home. And you know, even that thing that you've got the repeat customers, they sometimes you get tables where people don't know each other and then they start speaking Maltese and say, oh, where are you from? And immediately, you know, you see chairs and tables being pulled together and they start chatting and, you know, that's quite nice.
So what are your plans and ambitions for Parparello going forward?
I think over the year and a half, what we're seeing is that people want more products. So we're trying to bring more, even more products from Malta, the typical stuff that people request. So we're hearing what people want. We want to do even more events in, you know, with foods and celebrations like that. And we do parties and stuff as well. But also what we're interested in is we also want to promote Maltese local artists. In fact, in September, we're going to promote a new artist. We've got a few on the line. So that's something I wanted to be make it as well. So the culture plays as well, but not to forget the food by any means. And hopefully, you know, we will could see some parparellos more spotted around the UK or in London.
These sound like good and interesting plans, and I guess it's a case of wait and see. So how can people find out more about Parparello, and where are you located?
Well, we're located in Hammersmith on Fulham Palace Road. We're not far away from the tube station, from Hammersmith tube station. But also, if you want some more information, we've got our website, www.parparello.com. And there's also our Facebook page, which has been immensely popular. And I think we've got a lot of messages through our Facebook page, so if you like us there. And also, we've been, you know, awarded two awards, Hammersmith and Fulham. Since we've been here, we won the Best Food Award, so we've been covered here by the local newspaper, and Best Runner-Up for Business in Hammersmith. So if you want to read about us, there's some more information on us.